Evening, guys. It's Chalk here on Chopping It Up with Chalk. Thanks for tuning in. If you listened to the last episode, I talked about evening celebrating a good girlfriend's birthday on a Saturday night at Nobu. It's an Asian-infused, Japanese, Peruvian, style dining upscale on M Street in Northwest Washington. Then I went on to tell you all about how I was headed to Baltimore to one of my favorite spots located at the Four Seasons in East Harbor in Baltimore, which is called Lock Bar. Well, I'm going to end this episode and this week out before the beginning of a new week starts on giving you some information on the Lock Bar in Baltimore. Again, like I said, it's one of my favorite spots. It's an oyster and whiskey bar, but they definitely have way more than just oysters and whiskey on their menu. They have everything from soups and salads to other appetizers, shellfish towers, cheese boards, caviars, sandwiches, a little bit of everything for the palate. Definitely pretty much everything is, along the lines of, seafood-based meals, but they also like turkey clubs and, those types of dishes and sandwiches as well. I guess I would say as far as pricing, for two people to have a really good meal and drinks, depending on which you choose and your drinks, it's around about $75 to $80. But it varies. It can get pricey, especially if you start throwing, beer and wine and liquor and things like that into your meal. But I definitely love it. The scenery is amazing. It's right there by, the boats and the piers and docks. And it's along the, it sits on the end of the Four Seasons. And right next door is Wit and Wisdom, which is another restaurant that's connected into the Four Seasons Hotel. But definitely love the Lock Bar. If you're ever in East Harbor, there are many restaurants around there and some shopping as well. Definitely, it's built up. They have a lot of hotel options there as well. I would say go. They are open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 12 a.m., but the bar stays open until 2. Friday through Saturday, they open up 11. They stay open until 1. And on Sundays, they open up at 10:30 a.m. and stay open till 12 a.m. But each day, the bar area stays open until 2. They have an indoor bar and an outdoor bar area. Very nice. They have like the oversized, life-size chess game. You can play outside. Really cool spot for dates or, you're with your girls or the guys hanging out. Everybody wants, just somewhere really nice to go where it's picturesque and you get some nice views of East Harbor. You're right there on the water. You can get to see some beautiful boats and everything. Definitely, once you're done eating, you can take a walk along the decks. It's really cool. So again, like I said, had an amazing evening there at Lock Bar. It's 240 International Drive. Again, it's located right in the Four Seasons at Harbor. Well, they call it Harbor East or East Harbor in Baltimore. And check it out. If you go there at any time, chime in. I don't care when you go. Chime in and let me know what you think. If you got some things, let me know what your favorite your favorite dish was that you got, and even your favorite drinks. So yeah, again, Lock Bar. And you can also check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and I believe also Instagram. They do have, their website is lockbarbaltimore.com. You can check them out. All right, that's the end of basically, hitting on some food spots for the past couple of days, just discussing, some of my favorite spots. I've been kind of, trying to get you guys to tell me what you like and, you know, your favorite spots. And that still hasn't gone anywhere. I still want to know what you all think, where you go, where you like to eat, what type of food you like to eat, places you would probably like for me to go to check out and give reviews on. Or if you guys go somewhere, you get reviews on and let me know. You can definitely, if you don't want to leave a message here, you can go to my Facebook page, either of my Facebook pages. One is Chock Chock, C-H-O-C-C-H-O-C on Facebook. Or you can go to Chock Johnson, C-H-O-C Johnson. Both are on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as well under Chock MJ. And I am also on Twitter, chopping it up with Chock. So yeah, definitely check me out. Send me some messages. I would love to hear back from you guys. I would love to hear your input. So yeah, we're going to start this new week coming. Starting Monday, we're going to get into some other areas. We're just going to play it by ear. Whatever comes up, I'll be at the shop this week, Studio Chic this week. I'm a massage therapist also, for those of you who don't know. So we'll be doing some shop talk this week. We're going to get into some, of course, it's always going to be food surrounding, food topics surrounding us, because I like to eat. I love new spots. I love home cooked meals. I love favorite dishes. It's just food. I'm a foodie. It's crazy. I think I have a bigger person trapped on the inside of me, but that's all right too. I embrace all of it. So yeah, definitely this week we're going to get into some fashion. Also, I'm going to be bringing on a few people this week to talk about their small businesses that they're starting. Some fashionistas we have here in the DMV. Also, I want to feature a good friend of mine. They're into, what is that? Like the cigar scene. And they just started a new company. So yeah, definitely. We're going to get into a lot of different things. I'm going to try to see if I can get some of the stylists on to talk about hair. What's the latest new thing, what's booming, what's popping in the hair industry as far as cuts, colors, and styles, and maybe even a little hair care. We got to get in there, take care of our hairs. So yeah, just stay with me, guys, as we build and we grow here on Chopping It Up with Chock, featuring Chock. I'm the host here on my podcast stations. And again, this is interactive. I would love for you guys to reach out to me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what I can do better here, what you would love to hear on these segments. So again, thanks for tuning in. You'll be hearing from me soon. I know tomorrow I'll be talking about some of my favorite breakfast spots. I don't have many, and favorite things to eat for breakfast, depending on the day. I am a big coffee drinker. I love my mochas and my lattes. So yeah. So tune in. Give you something to listen to on the way to work or during lunch. And we'll have some more segments coming through. All right. You all have a great night. Sweet sleep if you're still up and it's late. If you catch it in the morning, tomorrow morning, good morning already. And have an amazing night. A wonderful day tomorrow. And catch me back here on Chopping It Up with Chock, with your girl Chock.